Russian Fairy Tales, Folk Art Narrated by Luana Marans.
Vasilisa the Beautiful. Long ago, in a certain kingdom, there lived a merchant. For 12 years, he lived in marriage and survived only one daughter, Vasilisa the Beautiful. The girl was 8 years old when the mother passed away. Dying, the merchant called his daughter to her, took a doll from under the blanket, gave it to her, and said, "Listen, Vasilisa, remember and fulfill my last words. I am dying, and with the parental blessing, I am leaving you this doll. Always take care of it, and do not show it to anyone. And when anything bad happens to you, give the doll something to eat and ask its advice. It will help you out in all your troubles." Then the mother kissed her daughter and died. After the death of his wife, the merchant sorrowed and grieved, and then began to think about how to get married again. He was a good man. Brides weren't the case, but most of all, he liked one widow. She had two daughters of her own, almost the same age as Vasilisa, therefore experienced as a wife and mother. The merchant married the widow, but was deceived and did not find a good mother in her for Vasilisa. Vasilisa was the first beauty in the whole village. Her stepmother and sisters envied her beauty, tormented her with all kinds of work, so that she would lose weight from labor and blacken from the wind and the sun. She had no life at all. Vasilisa endured everything humbly, and with every day that passed, she grew prettier and fuller. Meanwhile, the stepmother and her daughters grew thin and frowned with anger, despite the fact that they always sat idly like mistresses. How was this possible? Vasilisa was helped by her doll. Without it, how would a girl cope with all the work? Vasilisa herself wouldn't eat, and she would leave the tidbit for the doll. And in the evening, as everyone settles down, she would lock herself in the closet where she lived and regale the doll, saying, "Come on, doll, eat. Listen to my grief. I live in my father's house. I don't enjoy myself. My evil stepmother drives me from white light. Teach me how I should live and what to do." The doll eats and then gives advice and comforts her in grief, and in the morning does all the work for Vasilisa. She just rests in a chill and pick flowers. And before she knew it, the cabbage is watered. The water is brought in, and the fire is lighted. The doll also showed Vasilisa a herb to be used against sunburn. It was good for her to live with a doll. Several years passed. Vasilisa grew up and became a bride. All suitors in the city were assigned to Vasilisa. No one will look at her stepmother's daughters. The stepmother, angrier than ever, told all the grooms, "I won't give out the youngest before the elders." As the grooms pass by, she beats the evil out of Vasilisa. One day, the merchant needed to set out from home for a long time on business matters. The stepmother moved to another house to live, and nearby this house was a dense forest, and in the forest there was a hut where Baba Yaga lived. She did not let anyone in and ate people like chickens. Having moved into the new home, the merchant's wife constantly set Vasilisa, whom she hated, for something into the forest, but she always returned home safely. The doll showed her the way and did not let her approach Baba Yaga's hut. Autumn came. The stepmother handed out evening work to all three girls. She forced one to weave lace, the other to knit stockings, and Vasilisa to spin, and left everyone according to their chores. She put out the fire in the whole house, left one candle where the girls worked, and went to bed. The girls worked. As the candle burned up, one of the stepmother's daughters took the tongs to correct the lamp, but instead, as her mother instructed, as if by chance, and put out the candle. "What shall we do now?" said the girls. "There is no fire in the whole house, and our chores are not over. It'll be necessary to get fire from Baba Yaga." "My needle is bright enough for me to see by," said the one who weaved lace. "I am not going." "And I won't go," said the one who knitted the stockings. "It's bright for me from the knitting needles." "You should get the fire," both cried. "Go to Baba Yaga." And they pushed Vasilisa out of the hut. Vasilisa went to her closet, put a cooked dinner in front of the doll, and said, "Oh, doll, eat and listen to my grief. They're sending me to Baba Yaga's house for fire. Baba Yaga will eat me." The doll ate, and its eyes sparkled like two candles. "Don't be afraid, Vasilisa," the doll replied. "Go where you are sent, and keep me always with you. Nothing will happen to you at Baba Yaga's while I'm with you." Vasilisa gathered herself, put her little doll in her pocket, and went into the dense forest. She trembles as she goes. Suddenly, a horseman gallops past. He was white, dressed in white. The horse under him was white, and the harness on the horse was white, and in the yard it began to dawn. She goes on as another horseman came galloping. But he was also red, dressed in red, and on a red horse, the sun began to rise. Vasilisa went on all night and all day, and only by the next evening she came out into the glade where the hut of Baba Yaga stood. The fence around the hut was made of human bones, human skulls, with eyes stuck out on the fence. Instead of doors at the gate were human feet, instead of bolts, hands. And instead of a lock, a mouth with sharp teeth. Vasilisa was stunned with horror and stood shock still. Suddenly, a rider rides again. He is black, dressed all in black, and on a black horse. He jumped to the gates of Baba Yaga and vanished. As he fell through the ground, night descended. But the darkness did not last long. All the skulls on the fence lit up their eyes, and the whole glade became light, as if it was the day. Vasilisa shook with fear. Not knowing where to run, she remained in place. Soon, there was a terrible noise in the forest. Trees cracked, dry leaves crunched. There was Baba Yaga, riding in a mortar, swinging with a pestle, and sweeping the trail with a broomstick. She drove up to the gate and sniffed the air, screamed, "I smell Russian flesh! Who is here?" Vasilisa approached the old woman with fear and, bowing low, said, "It's me, grandmother. My stepmother's daughter sent me to ask for a fire." "Well," replied Baba Yaga, "I know them. Live and work for me. Then I will give you fire. And if not, I'll eat you." Then she turned to the gate and shouted out, "Come unlocked, my strong bolts. Open up my gates so wide." The gates opened and Baba Yaga rode in whistling. Vasilisa walked in behind her. And then everything was locked again. Entering the room, Baba Yaga stretched out and said to Vasilisa,